The group supervisor's responsibilities for enhancing competency: provide instruction and guidance, encourage supervisees to learn from and support one another, attend to group process to ensure that the group and the content is supporting and facilitating supervisees' learning, open to everyone, empowerment, inclusivity, shift to process, setting context, summarizing, encourage group to share insights. There might be a good analogy to understanding the supervisor's role regarding building competency in their clinical group supervision. At home, we love to watch cooking shows. It is especially fun when one master chef visits another master chef and we watch them learning from one another. We realize that there are so many ways to create a great meal, even many ways to do each step in creating a great meal, such as different ways to create a sauce or even different ways to cut or bake or blend. The chefs are not in competition with each other, but admire the specific skills and approach that the other has. In the same way, the supervisor doesn't need to know everything, but the supervisor should be ready to share what they do know when the moment calls for it. Sometimes the supervisor doesn't know a certain type of therapy, and the supervisor can ask someone in the group to do sharing on that. Or they can do some research and find the information and share with the group later. The tone here is of learning together, of each person bringing skills and knowledge for the sake of the group growing in competency together.